This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
You don't want to hear real facts on social and political issues? Then stop listening now. Otherwise, stay right here for real issues, real facts, with real people.
Accelerate your culturalization of America.
But when the Dems use the argument that we're all immigrants, that, you know, I want to turn into the Tasmanian devil with two clubs in my hand and clear the roof. They were immigrants that came here because they wanted to be here. They wanted to learn the American. They wanted the American dream. You cannot get the American dream speaking Spanish.
Fat, drunk, and stupid is no way to live your life, son.
I'm going
to
deal with topics and issues that will make you think, make you mad, and maybe even get you a little embarrassed. Don't go anywhere. The lines are open. You can reach me at 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563.
You're always so stupid. I need to take lessons.
You're despicable.
Welcome back to another session of Sanity right here on The Real Side. Always a pleasure to have you with me, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Really do appreciate the time that you're spending with us again on the air and in the chat room and texting and tweeting and just being engaged, being involved, you know, being part of the conversation. I know some of you have sent me emails. I really, really, really appreciate your support. You know, keep it up kind of thing. I mean, you don't understand. You don't really appreciate how much that does for us, because a lot of times what we, you know, it's probably 25 to 1 on the good stuff versus the bad stuff when we get emails and comments and what have you. Because, you know, conservatives, people that are on your same page, they're not quick to say, hey, thanks for what you're doing, great job, all this other stuff. They're quick to tell you to go pound sand, but other than that, yeah, you know what I'm saying? Because they figured you already know that. We're on the same page. You know what you're doing is right. I kind of have the same mindset. You know, these people that need a pat on the back for working. You know, why? Why would you need a pat on the back? I mean, your pat on the back is that paycheck you get every week. That's your assurance that you still have a job and that you're coming back in the next week. So you must be doing a good job. You know what I'm saying? You know what I mean? So the rumors are going around that Bill and Hillary Clinton have frozen out of the Democratic Party, maybe permanently. I mean, they really have nothing to offer. Nobody can really get involved with them without maybe being, you know, scrutinized or under the magnifying glass. I don't know how many friends they actually have left in politics. Besides, you don't want to get too close. You could, as we used to say, you could get dead. You know what I mean? I'd like to spend an evening with the Clintons. No. Maybe you'd rather have a hot sauce enema. I don't know. Just throwing something out there. Right? When they started the tour that they were going to do. They've tried to resurrect it several times. When they were selling the tickets for $7 a piece, they couldn't give them away. They couldn't get anybody to pick. I want you to think about that. For lack of a better term, for the longest time, this was the hottest ticket in town. If you could go anywhere and be around, not me, you know, I haven't had all the proper shots yet, but if you could go anywhere and be around the Clintons, that was a big deal. And since, you know, it kind of gone. The love is gone. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. I always appreciate the time you're spending with me on the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting, and truly being, you know, part of the conversation. But for Democrats, you would think, you know, I guess the young millennials really, really don't know the kind of power, the kind of clout that they had at one point in time. Bill doesn't have that rock star. Have you seen him? He looks like that, remember that Crypt Keeper? Right, I mean, seriously, there was a scene where this guy was just having a life sucked out of him one day at a time. That's what Bill looks like. He's 212 years old right now. Seriously. They were on a 13-stop tour, Bill and Hillary, right? The dates covered just enough time and real estate to 4 audiences to tears. I think it was their farewell, it should have been called their farewell tour. The Clintons have always been Obama jelly beans, and I'm sure they're seething with envy over Michelle Obama's wildly successful Becoming book tour. Becoming what? What was she? I'm not going to say it. You don't even know what went flooding through my brain when I read that. They might as well let... I'm sorry. I'm thinking about this. And I'm thinking how much power these people once had. And when she was running for office, people were telling me how much everybody, my local Dem friends were telling me how much everybody loved her, how much everybody thought of the Clintons. And not only did she lose, but she didn't lose gracefully. And not only did she lose, but she didn't live up, you know, it's funny how they call this president the culprit for everything that he said or alluded to and didn't live. And wasn't she outraged that he said that he may not accept the election results? But I still don't think they have. Do you? And now we found out that the Russians had nothing to do, didn't collude with Trump to win this election for him. So she lost it fair and square. I think that's really what's bothering them the most. I mean, the Clinton Foundation gravy train is over. No more favors. They've got no clout. They've got no power. There's no money going there. Giving to the Clinton Foundation is pretty much at zero at this point. I guess they're going to have to go back to the poverty-stricken lifestyle they had when they left the White House. They're going to have to get back down to 2 mansions and only 11 servants. You know, it's really funny when you've lived on that much money for so long, I guess it's hard to come back, to get back down to reality, buy a decent little house in the suburbs, you know what I'm saying? But nobody, who do you see, where in the party do you see these guys active and doing things? Right, no one's talking about her running anymore. Many of people, I mean, look at Doug Schoen. He was, you know, he was a big proponent, supporter of hers. Now he's sitting there going, please, please stop talking about running. Please don't run. Please back out. A lot of the old-timers in the party are telling her, just stay away. Stop it. Matter of fact, if I was close friends of hers, I would tell her, please endorse no one. Just stay home and play with your grandchildren. Joe was in your house, just in the real side. Don't go far. A lot more coming up after the break.
Stock market up, stock market down. Gold, silver, stocks, bonds, Bitcoin, real estate, cash and coffee cans. How can I protect my money? Recently, 20 billionaires have come out saying the market will correct. It has to. In 2007, warnings from the Bank of International Settlements about the impending market adjustment went unheeded by many. The bank is making those same predictions again, but my friends over at Landmark Capital can help. Joe Messina here, host of The Real Side with Joe Messina. David Fisher and his team can guide you through the different investment opportunities that would be right for you. Whether it's precious metals, stocks, bonds, real estate, cryptocurrency, or just burying cash in the backyard, let David and the people at Landmark Capital help. No sales pressure. They can tell you in short order if they can help. Give them a call at 844-715-7311. 844-715-7311. Get their free newsletter by signing up at landmarkgold.com or call now, 844-715-7311.
It's been said, any society is only 3 missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And a crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in. Get a 4-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. $99 for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. Preparewithgcn.com.
The reviews for Extendivite are amazing. Here are some from Amazon. September 2018. Extendivite works in keeping my blood pressure in the normal range. I've been using Extendivite for many years now. May 2018. Great product. I use regularly and I rarely get sick. March 2018. This product has relieved what appeared to be angina pain in my chest and shortness of breath after climbing stairs. I'm quite happy about it. February 2018. My husband, son, and I have been using this product for a few months now, and we have noticed an improvement in our joints and blood pressure. Tell us your story. Get Extendivite today. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with Reputation Defender. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with Reputation Defender. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771. For your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with Reputation Defender. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
Can't you see what I'm trying to tell you? I love you. Why don't you marry me?
Why, marry you?
You take me and I'll take a vacation. I'll need a vacation if we're going to get married.
We are back. You're listening to Real Side on GCN Live. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855 Real Joe, 855-732-5563. Before Jerome Corzi joins me, I've got so much I want to talk about. So much to get through. 855 Real Joe, 855-732-5563. Always appreciate the time that you spend with us on the air. In the chat room, texting and tweeting and being part of the conversation. All right. You know, Twitter's quick to, you know, remove hate speech. Well, only hate speech from the right, or what they perceive to be hate speech, right? I mean, really. So the Nation of Islam's Louis Farrakhan, you know, who has in the past done things like, you know, led chants of Death to America, recently called for a separate state for black Americans. Right? He's made more and more controversial comments as the days, weeks, months go on. Remember that he compared Jews to some insects, termites to be exact. But I guess none of this is hate speech. What if I or somebody from our side referred to Muslims as termites? Let's just turn it around. I guarantee you that I'd probably get permanently banned by Twitter. Now, don't you think? And if you want to go one step further than that, he recently claimed to be Jesus. And he claimed that Jesus didn't die on the cross. So let's go ahead and let's beat on another couple of million Christians, right? Not a big deal. I mean, seriously, when it is, I guess it's against Sharia law or against Islamic law to draw a picture of Muhammad, think about that, yet they have no problem making fun of other people's saviors or gods or what have you. They don't have no respect for anybody. Now, I may not believe in your God. I may not believe that you worship the right God, but I don't sit there making fun of you. Never would. Farrakhan made many shocking claims during the recent Savior's Day, right? He had a keynote address in February at the United Center Arena in Chicago. He told Representative Omar, you have nothing to apologize for. And he praised her and other freshman legislators for speaking the truth. And then he went on to mock, and I mean mock, one of the most famous passages from the Bible. Here, let me see if I can get you infuriated. But they won't pull this down.
God so loved his people that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believed in him would not perish, but have everlasting life. God does not love this world. God never sent Jesus to die for this world.
So that's okay. We shouldn't be upset. He's mocking our scripture. He's making fun of us. And Twitter does jack about it. They pull down none of his stuff. What are they afraid of? Why are they so afraid of this man? Frankly, why are they so afraid of so many people in the Muslim faith? Who knows? And I don't mean that as a slight to Muslim people, but I want you to think about some of the things that they say about others and other groups and other religions, and they never even get their hands slapped for it. A Christian or an atheist or a Jew, for that matter, we say things that they don't like or they figure are off color or not quite right, and bang, we're banned for 30 days, banned for life, the piece is pulled. So he just said that my Bible, my scripture, is a lie. He just said what my God told me to believe, what my God told me was his word, that my God told me he loved me and others. Now think about this. My God says that he loves everybody. He so loved this world. Not that he so loved only old white Christian guys, or he only likes Christians, or only loves Christians. No, he loved the world, that he sent his son so others would have an opportunity. Right? I mean, that sounds kind of inclusive to me. I don't know. I'm kind of confused here, though. Right? I'm not a pastor. I'm not a theologian. But nothing. No outcry from the left. Apparently, they're okay with him making fun of Christians. Not a problem. Right? Farrakhan went on to say, the real story is what I tried to tell you from the beginning. It didn't happen back there. It happened right while you were alive looking at it. Farrakhan told the audience, I represent the Messiah. I represent the Jesus. I am that Jesus. And if I'm not, take my life. Well, he knows that nobody, Christians aren't going to kill him. We don't operate that way. We forgive him for being an idiot. We forgive him for being blasphemous towards us. We forgive him for being ignorant to the true God's word. See the difference? I'm not calling for violence on him. I'm sorry he's confused. Right? I'm sorry he doesn't know the truth. But that's between him and his God or non-God or whatever. He will know it eventually. He just doesn't seem to want it now. And how much more hateful can you be to tell me that you're my Jesus? I don't see a thorn of crowns on your head. I don't see, you know, your back all torn up because you're taking a whip for my sins. I don't see nail holes in your hand, and nor do I think you would take them even for your people. But this is what I'm talking about. This is what's happened. This is what we've allowed to happen. Because for years we were such pacifists and saying, it's okay, let them to believe what they believe. Right? I mean, we should have never done that. Without beating on people, we should have told them point blank, no, you're wrong. We don't believe that way. No, you're wrong. You're not allowed to take my God's name in vain. No, you're wrong. You're not going to keep my kids from praying in school if they want to. No, you're wrong. You're not going to keep my kids from being able to read their Bible during free reading time in school. We allow this to happen. And for those of you that are atheists but you don't hate religion and you're okay with people living it out, then you better also stick up for us as well, because guess what? Eventually, if you don't think exactly like they do, they're coming after you too. Jerome Corsi joins me after the break. Jerome, senior host. You listen to Real Side. Be back in a few minutes.
Do you have an American flag that was made everywhere else but America? Joe Messina here, host of the Real Side Radio Show. I'm always asking you to buy items made in America whenever you can, and I'm putting my money where my mouth is. I own and fly an American flag made by Grace Alley, and I love it. I can hardly walk by it without saluting. Let's keep the unemployment rate low and buy American. Grace Alley flags are made right here in America by American workers. These embroidered flags are made well, and you'll be proud to fly them. Stop sending your money overseas. Keep it right here in America. These flags are fully endorsed by the U.S. government for all American flag requirements. You can find them on Amazon at gracealley.com. Get one for the house, the office, well, and your bedroom. Why not? Again, you can find them at Amazon and gracealley.com. God bless you, and God bless America.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Ted Anderson telling you about Jordan Rubin's Beyond Organic Green-Fed Raw Cheddar Artesian Cheese featuring whole milk created through ancient dairy breeding. Unpasteurized, untreated whole milk on the same farm the cows graze. Containing natural sources of omega-3s, CLA protein, calcium, probiotics, and enzymes. I have never tasted cheese this good, and you need to try it. Contact your longevity distributor or call 877-878-4203 or go to GCNteam.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Wendy King.
President Trump has moved back from the brink of shutting down the southern border. He's now giving Mexico a one-year reprieve and warning of a 25% tariff on cars imported from Mexico.
If the drugs don't stop, Mexico can stop them if they want.
We're going to tariff the cars. The cars are very big. And if that doesn't work, we're going to close the border.
Boeing has admitted a faulty sensor was a major factor in the crashes of two 737 MAX aircraft. The company's CEO apologized.
We're deeply saddened by, and we are sorry for the pain these accidents have caused worldwide.
For the first time, Dennis Muilenburg is acknowledging that the flight control system on the planes might be to blame in both deadly crashes.
It's our responsibility to eliminate this risk. We own it, and we know how to do it.
This is USA Radio News.
Lowe's knows you're the pro who does it right to find more ways to save because your business depends on it. We do it right, too, with savings every day, plus even more deals during our Spring Black Friday sale. Get $40 off 5-gallon buckets of select paint and stains via Lowe's gift card rebate. Buy three or more Purdy brushes and get 15% instant savings. And get up to 35% off select appliance special values. Do it right for less. Start with Lowe's. Paint and stain offer valid through 410. Purdy and appliance offers valid through 417. Exclusions apply. See store for details. U.S. only.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
You can do what you want to us, but we're not going to sit here and listen to you badmouth the United States of America.
We are back. You're listening to The Real Side on GCN Live. Always a pleasure to have you with me, 855-REAL-JOE. 855-732-5563. Thanks so much for being with us. Appreciate the time that you're spending with us on the air, in the chat room, texting and tweeting, and truly, truly, truly being part of the conversation. Let's bring him on. I don't have him on that often, and I very much do enjoy when he's with me. We are back. I always enjoy when I have this gentleman on the show with me, Dr. Corzai. Jerome Corzai is with me, the author of Silent No More, How I Became a Political Prisoner of Mueller's Witch Hunt. We are back. I always enjoy when I have this gentleman on the show with me, Dr. Corzai. Jerome Corzai is with me, the author of Silent No More, How I Became a Political Prisoner of Mueller's Witch Hunt. And Dr. Corzai, thanks so much for being with me. I appreciate your time.
It's great to be with you. Thank you, Joe.
You know, you've got to be somewhat relieved here in the investigation. Well, we'll say Mueller's investigation is over. I don't know if everybody else's investigation is over when it comes to the Democrats and the congressional committees and what have you. Where are you? How do you feel about all this? I mean, where are you at with all of this?
Well, first of all, Joe, I think we didn't know until really March 17th, a couple weeks ago, that we thought I was going to be prosecuted. Because Mueller, I went in to cooperate, but at the end of 40 hours of testimony, they were furious at me because I wouldn't lie to give Mueller what he wanted. And so, therefore, they were going to put me in prison. Well, we've lived that way from Thanksgiving. I rejected his plea deal in November, and the first Monday after Thanksgiving, and until March 17th, a couple of weeks ago, we didn't know we were not going to be prosecuted. Thought any day Mueller and the FBI could break down the front door like they did with Roger Stone and handcuff me and take me away.
Mm-hmm.
It just never happened, and they have declined to prosecute me. So this whole thing was fraudulent from the beginning.
So your suit with them, them coming after you is gone. But you filed suit against the Mueller team. Is that still?
We filed a $350 million lawsuit against Mueller. The lawsuit is Corsi v. Mueller. It's in Federal District Court in Washington, D.C., and alleges, among other things, the prosecutorial misconduct. It's a civil suit, and I intend for it to be heard. I think it's a very serious suit, and It right now is before the judge, and the judges will have to decide whether they are going to hear the case. The government, of course, files a motion to dismiss, and we've countered that. So we'll now see, you know, I think our brief goes in within the next 2 weeks to counter the motion to dismiss, and the case, I hope, will proceed. If it doesn't, I'm going to take it all the way to the Supreme Court.
Well, you know, good for you, seriously. And then what about Roger Stone? Not that you know everything that's going on with him, but, I mean, is he got some legal ground now to turn around and go after Mueller as well?
You know, I'm real reluctant to talk about Roger because I'm under, you know, because of the gag order.
Okay, that's fair.
I mentioned his person number one in his indictment with one of my emails. I just really don't want to say anything that would prejudice Roger or the case.
Well, okay, no, that's fair.
And I don't, you know, I'm not implying I have something that would prejudice the case. I just don't, I'm going to respect the gag order. And I'm only going to testify if I'm subpoenaed. I mean, I have no deal with the prosecutors. I've not offered any testimonies. The prosecutors really never, Mueller's team never talked to us about my case, really from November until March.
I would just,
so we had no deal.
I would just love to see everybody that he, for I'll use the term, everybody that he bullied, okay, everybody that he lorded over, go after him for this kind of misconduct. I mean, when you think about what Hillary Clinton got away with, what Obama got away with, what you know, Loretta Lynch and who I lovingly refer to as Billy Bob Clinton, when you think of everything they got away with, and you guys have just been under the screws from day one, I don't know. There's no real justice here. There's no real buildup of security and good feelings towards our justice system, is there?
No, and, you know, this is why I wrote this book, Silent No More, how I became a political prisoner of Mueller's witch hunt. I mean, I wanted the world, you know, they're furious that I wrote the book. First of all, they wanted me to plead to one count, which was my first day's unamended testimony when I made a memory mistake. I didn't forget a few emails. They allowed me to amend that testimony, and we went on for, you know, like 40 hours. But the point is, when they got mad at me, because I don't know Julian Assange or WikiLeaks. I've never spoken to them. I couldn't connect Roger Stone to WikiLeaks, and they were sure I could. So when they blew it all up because I couldn't give Mueller what he wanted, now they're saying either, you know, we're going to prosecute you in federal court in Washington. You'll have we'll have multiple counts of lying and anything else they could figure out, obstruction of justice.
Wow.
Who knows? And we'll, you'll get a jury that will hate you, and then we'll try to get you sentenced to 25 years. That's choice number one. Or choice number two is you can agree to this plea deal where you plead that you did the one count of misleading Mueller, which was my first day's memory mistake, and then when it comes time, we'll plead that you should get no jail time. So I said, well, we debated this. I mean, you know, they're telling you, look, if you don't agree, if you don't plead to a crime you know you didn't commit, you are going to face $2 million legal defense fees, and then they more time of your life, and then they you go to a criminal trial, all the news publicity of that, and you lose it, and now you go to jail, or just plead to this one count and it goes away.
Wow.
Well, my wife woke up one morning and said, look, I'd rather visit you in prison the rest of your life than not have you be the man I married.
Wow.
And I realized I couldn't stand in front of a federal judge and put my hand on the Bible and under oath say I committed a crime. I knew I didn't. I couldn't do it. So when my wife came to that conclusion, I said, there's a third choice, and that is we're going to tell Mueller to take a hike. And the day after Thanksgiving, I told Mueller to take a hike. It was on national TV, and it just announced I'm not going to accept this deal. And one of the prosecutors, Zelensky, called my attorney and said, we'll take it from here. They were very angry. And I released the plea deal that they wanted me to read. Here's the script they wanted me to read. I gave it to all the media, which they hated.
Good for you.
And then I'd been making notes through this whole thing, and I decided I'll write a book, which I knew they would hate. So I exposed everything they did. And that's, you know, this was in Silent No More, all their tricks, all their questions, all their acting up, the, you know, interviewing me in a unmarked FBI building in Southeast Washington. They bring you into the building through the garage. The FBI picks you up to your hotel, and they take away your cell phone, they take away your laptops, all your electronics, and you're this internal class, you know, conference room.
Wow.
With no windows, no clock, and in come three prosecutors at 6 to 9 FBI, and they sit on one side of the table, me and my attorney on the other side facing this army for hours and hours and hours of questioning.
Wow. You know, you think about all this. First of all, they're nailing you on the money side of things. You cannot. They have an endless supply of dollars, and you don't. I mean, nobody does compared to the government.
No, you don't.
And anything that they might uncover, they can kind of and I won't even make it seem dark. It's not that they can twist it. They can give that information in bulk to the IRS and make it look like you're evading or ducking taxes, if you would.
Oh, yeah.
You know?
If I had any tax issues, they would have gotten me in that first. And then they make you feel like, you know, you're going to go to prison, so you better cooperate with them.
Yeah, exactly. It is the worst scenario of government having total control, isn't it?
Yeah, massive power and massive disregard for your rights. They are going to manipulate you, even if they get you to lie, to tell them what they want to hear. While they were furious, I would not lie to connect Roger Stone to Julian Assange. You know, that their whole idea was, I introduced Roger to Julian Assange. Roger's in touch with candidate Trump. And Roger starts working with Assange and plans when Assange is going to drop these Podesta emails from Hillary Clinton's campaign chairman in October to most harm Hillary Clinton, which has never happened. I don't know Assange or anyone related to him in WikiLeaks. I've never been in touch. I didn't have what they wanted.
We got to go for it. Let's hold that thought, because we got to go for a quick break. I got a couple of other questions for you around, you know, the fact that can any other agency pick up where we'll be back in a minute. I'm Joe Messina, your host. More with Jerome Corzi right after this.
Gold is a better way. Imagine doing business with a company that seeks to add massive value before asking for your business. My name's Adam Baratta. I'm the co-owner of Advantage Gold and the author of the national best-selling book, Gold is a Better Way. The book may not be for you, but the tens of thousands who've read it have been blown away to learn why gold is set to soar to over $10,000. We're so confident this book will change the way you think about investing, we've purchased 1,000 copies from the publisher and are giving them to serious investors. If you have an IRA or 401k with over $100,000, we'd like to send you your copy. Just text the word BESTSELLER to 49776. That's BESTSELLER to 49776. You can buy it on Amazon, go to Barnes & Noble, or text BESTSELLER and get it for free. Text BESTSELLER to 49776. That's BESTSELLER to 49776. We promise to add massive value before ever asking for your business. Gold is a better way. Text BESTSELLER to 49776.
The Genesis Communications Network is one of America's premier broadcasters of captivating talk radio. We thank you for listening. Now, just imagine, there are thousands of people who are just as passionate about radio as you are. But what you may not realize is how easy and affordable it is to advertise with us. Radio commercials for your business could be heard on hundreds of radio stations across the U.S. every day. We can help you by creating an effective radio advertising campaign for your company. From script writing to producing your commercial. Just like the one you're listening to right now. No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Policies issued by American General Life Insurance Company, Houston, Texas. Not available in all states. For details, visit AIGdirect.com.
Do you have a family? Would you like to help make sure they'll be taken care of if anything were to happen to you? If you answered yes, you probably need life insurance. Now, do you think life insurance is expensive? If you answered yes to that, too, you definitely need to give AIG Direct a call. We could find you a $250,000 policy for just $14 a month, which means you could save hundreds of dollars a year. Call us now for a free, no-obligation quote. 1-800-919-5435. Since 1995, we've helped millions of people find out if they could save up to 70% on their term life insurance. See how affordably we can help you protect your family. Call AIG Direct now for your free quote. 1-800-919-5435. You could save up to 70%. That's 1-800-919-5435. 1-800-919-5435.
You haven't experienced yogurt until you've tried Amasi, embodying health and flavor in a true whole milk, green-fed dairy beverage. Every sip pays homage to our old-world cows and the ancient culturing methods their milk benefits from. With over 30 probiotics, Amasi's undeniably nutritious, refined, cultured sensation bolsters your health and awakens your passion for dairy. Amasi's so good, and you need to try it. Contact your Youngevity distributor or call 877-878-4203 or go to GCNteam.com.
Join me, George Norrie, in Indian Wells, California, May 31st to June 3rd for the Contact in the Desert UFO Conference, an epic weekend of exploration into ancient aliens, human origins, crop circles, and UFO sightings. More than 100 lectures, panels, workshops, and events with leading experts like Giorgio Tsoukalos, David Wilcock, Linda Moulton Howe, Eric Von Doniken, Doc Wallach, and so many more. Get your tickets today at contactinthedesert.com. It's time to make contact. Contactinthedesert.com.
Know someone with a drinking or drug problem? Learn how to get sober after we share these stories.
I was 35 with two beautiful children when my life and addiction started to spiral out of control. After my divorce, I went into a depression cycle and started drinking more often and using prescription drugs. After my second DWI and arrest, my ex-husband threatened to take our children away from me.
I was 17 when I became addicted to heroin and meth. I thought I could quit on my own, but I couldn't. It hit me when I was arrested.
Get sober now. Your private insurance may cover costs, and we'll get you here. It's simple. Just call Elite Rehab Placement right now. Please, don't wait. Your life matters to us.
800-213-9264. 800-213-9264. 800-213-9264. Call right now before it's too late. 800-213-9264.
Miles to Chicago. We got a full tank of gas, half a pack of cigarettes. It's dark, and we're wearing sunglasses. Hit it.
We are back. You're listening to The Real Side on GCN Live. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855 Real Joe, 855-732-5560. I very much do appreciate the time you're spending with us on the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting, and being part of the conversation. Let's just get right back to it. We're back. We're talking to Dr. Jerome Corsi. He is the author of Silent No More, How I Became Political Prisoner of Mueller's Witch Hunt. You know, do that thing for the doctor. Go look him up on Google, because he's written many books. He's got a lot of good pieces up on that interweb thing. Dr. Corsi, thanks so much for being with me. I appreciate your time.
Well, my great pleasure. Thank you.
You know, I wanted to get to this in the last segment, but there's so much going on. You know, the Democrats are just, they are so mad they can't see it. Remember, Mueller was their hero. He was their god. He was the guy that was going to save them, and now he's Satan's second brother, you know what I'm saying, second cousin or something.
Right.
Can any other group, can any other committee come after you? Are you fearful that any one of them might come after you? For something you said or didn't do?
Already I've gotten requests from the Senate Intelligence Committee and the House Judiciary Committee for documents. I'm sure they're going to want testimony next. So my legal expenses continue. You know, first, I have no job now. Everybody abandons you when you're under this cloud. No job, no consulting.
Right.
I have no income coming in, zero. And, you know, that's where I'm, you know, really reliant on book royalties. This book could save me here with producing some, return. The Silent No More, which I wrote really to defend myself.
Right.
I don't think Nadler, I'm convinced that Attorney General Barr accurately summarized what Mueller concluded. I can't imagine the Attorney General and the guy who was Attorney General before would not, you know, he's got to have done it honestly, because I can't imagine he's going to want the hit of, you know, not representing honestly what Mueller concluded. And I think when Mueller report gets into Nadler and the others, they're going to be disappointed again, because there's not going to be any there. I mean, my case, I think, proves it. They were after me to connect Roger Stone to Assange. This was the linchpin of their collusion theory. But I don't know Assange. Now that they've not indicted me, it's clear they couldn't prove I knew Assange either. They could have. They would have indicted me.
But let me ask you a question. This is kind of funny to me. Here, we're going to tie all this stuff together where you have players, and I'm not saying you did this, but you have players in a political process that are may be leaking information or giving information about a candidate to somebody in the press or somebody can get. I mean, this goes on all the time in this country. You know, they're all dirty when it comes to this stuff, and all of a sudden they think they're going to take the moral high ground. I mean, it's almost laughable, you know, isn't it?
Well, they wanted this. The whole idea was that Trump was basically a Russian asset, a Russian spy, and coordinating to steal all these documents with the Russians and give them to WikiLeaks. Well, WikiLeaks says that they didn't get the documents from the Democrats, the emails from Russia. So I said to the special prosecutor, why don't you give immunity to Assange and bring him back here, and if he can prove it wasn't Russia, why don't you let him prove that? Say, Assange seems to think it was Seth Rich, this Democratic National Committee employee who got murdered during the campaign. And the prosecutor said to me, well, Dr. Corsi, we're just not interested in your theories of who stole the emails. Thank you very much. Anything you have to say about Hillary Clinton? There's a political investigation. They hated my writings. They made it clear my writings all the way back to 2004 when I co-authored with John O'Neill the Swift Boat book against John Kerry as Unfit for Command. And I've written 22 books now since then, and 7 were New York Times bestsellers, 2 were number one, and I've written a lot on the Democrats. My attorney, you know, said, look in your rearview mirror, there's a lot of corpses of Democrats back there in your wake. Now, they hate you, they want to put you in prison, they want to silence you. Well, that's true, but I couldn't give them, their whole theory fell apart, because I couldn't connect Roger Stone to Assange. And that's why they spent 40 hours with me. It's why they threatened to put me in prison. It's why they tried to break me with these question techniques. And I said, I'm not going to take your lying plea. I'm not going to lie to a federal judge about a crime I didn't commit just so I stay out of prison. Go ahead and put me in prison. 75 years old, that's where justice in America is. Put me in prison. Go ahead.
Wow. And, you know, again, we talked about it in the first segment, how scary it is that such a powerful, I mean, a powerful government entity can do what they do with no, you know, no bottom to the money pit. And think about the people who can't, who couldn't fight back or push back, didn't have the media ability that you have, or anybody else for that matter. Again, it's really tough. Where do you see some of these other, some of the other people that they brought in, that they've ruined their lives? Do they have any recourse that you know of? I mean, it's almost sad.
It's hard for me. I don't talk much about other people's cases. What I say is that General Flynn, I think, is a real patriot, and it's a tragedy to see what looks to me like the FBI and Mueller setting him up and what was really not a lie.
Right.
They were going after his son. And I can tell you, look, they went after Mueller went after my stepson. They called my 40-year-old stepson, 40-year-old, to the grand jury because before I was subpoenaed, I had this old desktop computer I had not been using, not very much at all. And my stepson Ken came to me and said, do you mind if we use that computer and his mother, my wife's business? I said, no, go ahead and take it. So Andrew sent me a text message that said that he'd scrubbed the hard drive of that computer. And so Mueller read that, and they thought he was destroying evidence for me, you know, obstructing justice. Well, they called Andrew to the grand jury. I told my attorney, look, I've got a full backup of that computer before I gave it to Andrew. Nothing was lost. Why don't you offer that to Mueller? Mueller didn't want it.
And you know what the bad part about this? They've got the ability. You know, I mean, again, years ago when they were investigating Hillary, I had 20 years in technology. I had 20 years, you know, in high-end technology, and I kept screaming into the microphone, give me Hillary's server. I'll get those things back for you. If I can do it, the FBI can do it over a cup of coffee. There's no question about it. You know, same thing with you. If they really thought there was something on that drive, I am sure, I'm 100% sure they could have got in there and got that information.
I could have saved them the trouble. I could have said, look, don't worry. I've got the entire thing backed up.
Yep.
Nothing was, I didn't let Andrew take the computer until I backed it up.
Yeah. You know, Or you know, too bad you weren't on the friendly list with them, like some of Clinton's friends were, where they took the equipment and they gave it back to you afterward, you know.
Well, I mean, I offered them all my computers and all. They didn't want that computer, by the way. They didn't. Once they knew I had a backup, they didn't even want the computer, let alone the backup.
Wow.
I offered them initially all my computers and all my cell phones and everything. When I went in to cooperate with them. Would have been very hard to prove that I knowingly and willfully gave them information I knew to be false on a material matter with the intent to deceive them. That's the crime. I didn't do that. I had a lousy memory. 72 years old, it was very hard to remember my emails and phone calls from 3 years ago. But I think all these investigations are now doomed to failure because I can tell you, and if you just read Silent No More, you'll see my case broke the back of Mueller. You got 2 minutes, Micah.
Well, listen.
Okay, and so that's really what it did. I've got to run.
All right.
My wife is calling me, and
I'll let you go.
She's the boss.
I appreciate your time. I appreciate the fact that you're fighting this big time, and we'll keep checking in with you to make sure that you're moving forward, and we'll send people to your website to see if we can help with some of those costs. So I appreciate your time.
Really appreciate it. Thank you very much. I'll be happy to come back anytime.
All right. Thank you, sir. You know, it's always good to have those guys because they're in it. They're fighting it. They're in it every single day, and we're not. And, you know, I've spoken to him several times. And I got to tell you, it's got to be the most – you think a letter from the IRS, I mean, some of us joke about it. You get a letter from the IRS that they're disputing something, they're auditing you, they're doing whatever. And that alone would send the hair on your back up, you know, you're just nervous. Right, you're thinking about what you're going to do and what you're going to say and how you're going to say, because you know how powerful they are. But can you imagine being in his shoes, where the most powerful law enforcement agency on the planet is basically telling you do it our way or else? Let that run through your head for a second. Do it our way or else. I can't even imagine that. And you know, to the point of others that have been in front of Mueller, where they've spent millions. You got millions to throw away? Because I don't. But they spent millions defending themselves against something that wasn't true. And that everybody knew wasn't true. Not cool. Not a good thing to do. I'm Joe Mancini, your host. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. The next hour, we're going to have some real fun. Well, I think we are, anyhow. Smorgasbord of stories coming up along with your money. Let's talk about what are you going to do with your money? And when I say that, you come on, you smart ones, you got two brain cells rubbed together, you know what I mean. The market is on the rise. We're hearing about recession. What does that actually mean? We'll be back in a little bit. Heat up your coffee. Come on back. You're listening to The Real Side.